Okay, our friends. I've got a great story for you today, but I'm not alone, as you know. Today's story is called The Children's Moon. It was written by Carmen Agraditi, and it's illustrated by Jim LaMarche, and it's read today by Mommy and
Dr. Philip and his class.
Dr. Philip.
I went up one rank.
You went up? Okay, good. Get that education. I appreciate that. Dr. Philip, and he has a class full of students who are also learning, right? Okay.
Charles and Rosie have officially went up a grade.
Oh,
They're not in kindergarten.
So we have a group of very great stuffed animals here, and they are all working towards receiving their higher education. And we hope that you appreciate this story and are good listeners, just like all of the stuffed animals, right?
They're all trying to achieve a college date.
Excellent. Well, you know what? That's fantastic. Are you guys all ready?
Yes.
All right. Then let us commence. Commence means go forth and continue on. Okay.
Ingrid, can you tell me what kind of word commence is? Commence is a verb.
Very good. It absolutely is. It's an action. We will commence. Are we ready? Here we go. There once was a time when the sun alone ruled the day. The moon graced the night, and the children were put firmly to bed before sunset. But one dawn, as the moon slipped out of the sky, she heard laughter. It was high and sweet, like the daintiest of silver bells. She paused. What is that sound?
Hurry, the sun urged her along. The children are waking, and it's my turn to shine.
So the moon glided away in a shimmering trail of moon dust. That dusk, when they met again, the moon could scarcely contain herself.
Oh, do tell me about the children, won't you?
Surely you've seen them, huffed the sun.
Only by moonlight,
she reminded him.
Well, said the sun, they are small and fast and make a great deal of noise, but they do love drawing pictures of me.
They never see me, sighed the moon, unless you'd let me come out by day.
Certainly not, snapped the sun. You know the rules. The day is mine, the night is yours.
A pity, said the moon. I've often wondered how the world would look aglow in your golden rays.
This last comment seemed to please him. You see, he wasn't a bad fellow, you see, just very grand and, well, brilliant. And so the sun told the moon of a world of fierce light and vibrant colors, of glittering lakes, misty jungles, and herds of animals that flowed like water across endless savannas. He described waking rivers that stretched to the sea, gleaming cities and the people who toiled in them, and bees abuzz with their own industry. Last, he told her of adoring sunflowers that followed his every move across the sky.
And that, he said, is the world by day.
Before the moon could speak, the sun had vanished. The following dawn, the moon couldn't wait to see her friend. As he passed, she called after him. Would you like to know how the world looks by night?
No, I would not, groaned the sun. But I can see that you are determined to tell me.
With delight, she told him about moonflowers and the ribbon-like aurora borealis. She described screech owls and bats. She waxed joyful as she spoke of fireflies and seas aglow with plankton until she realized her friend was no longer listening.
Yet, most wondrous of all are the stars.
At once, the sun's interest flickered.
Wait, what? Stars, you say?
Oh,
said the moon, as if it was now of little interest to her.
Stars are suns, just like you.
Preposterous, he shouted. Wouldn't I have seen these other suns?
Would you?
The moon's tone was kind.
Oh, my light chases away the night. I can't see them.
The poor sun seemed quite undone.
Of course, said the moon. There is a way, but... but we'd have to work together.
And do you want to know what they did?
Eclipse.
An eclipse. She went right in front of him and blocked him out so he could see the stars. And as the moon gently eclipsed her friend, the sun saw not a thousand, nor a million, nor a billion, nor a trillion, but... a universe of countless stars, suns, much like himself, some dying, some newly born, and...
What does a dying sun look like?
They're usually dark, because the fire's going out. And if he felt less grand, he also felt a little less lonely.
Thank you.
The sun whispered. Now, sang the moon,
will you please, 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 with the comet on top, let me see the children?
The sun nodded his fiery head.
Of course, but it's a poor trade, my friend. I've seen the stars.
A sudden thought turned the moon quite blue.
How will the children see me with you in the sky?
Because I will shine on you as never before,
vowed her friend. And as the moon's light grew bold and bolder still, she heard a sound like the daintiest of silver bells. And the children, whose small faces shone like stars, were moonstruck.
May I come again?
They'd never forgive me if you didn't, replied her friend.
And that is why, when she appears by day, when even the youngest child is awake to see her, she is called the children's moon. So if you want to see the children's moon, you can plan it. The moon appears just before and just after it phases into a full moon. So to see it in the afternoon, you start looking to the sky about a week before it waxes to a full moon. To see it in the morning, start looking for it the week after it wanes from a full moon. And remember, on those days each month when you can't see the moon by day, it and the stars are still there. So you can look up the phases of the moon, and then you can start to figure out when there will be a moon for you to see. There's lots of different phases for the moon. There's the new moon, which you won't see, the waxing crescent, the first quarter, the waxing gibbous, the full moon, the waning gibbous, the third or final quarter, and then the waning crescent. Interesting stuff, huh? This book is great because it has a page full of strange and wonderful facts about the moon. And it's worth researching if you have any moon fans out there. Mm-hmm. And that, my dear friends, is...
the end. Okay, class, learning about the moon was the subject for today.
That's right.
The end.
It's the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.